had to do with their mortgage foreclosure processes. And so they, in cases, they were adding to the amount that was owed on the balance of the account. In other cases, charging for fees that shouldn't have been leveled. They were going through with foreclosures, even though an individual case was in bankruptcy and shouldn't have gone further.
Many people might not know that they're eligible
right.
for the independent foreclosure review. How do you find out?
Well, the mortgage servicers were required to send out mailings to those people who were affected. And they sent out about 4.3 million letters to people who were affected. But one of the big problems I think people were facing was that if they're in foreclosure, there are all sorts of scammers that are pounding on their door saying, oh, here, I'm here to help you, when all they're really trying to do is take the last dime out of the homeowner's pocket. And so I suspect that a lot of people thinking that this was a scam or figuring they didn't want to have anything to do with this mortgage company anymore just threw the letters away and didn't even realize how important it was. So that's why agencies like ours at CCOA, who are HUD-approved housing counseling agencies, have been asked to help get the word out, help people who have been affected recognize that this isn't a scam, but rather is a real opportunity for them to gain back some of the monetary losses they might have suffered.
If someone is eligible for the foreclosure review but has tossed the information and it's long gone, how can they then find out if they're eligible?
There is a consulting firm that is overseeing the whole process. They're not doing the actual reviews themselves, but what they are doing is looking at the process of making sure this gets done right. It's called Rust Consulting, and they have a toll-free number that you can call. It's 888-952-9105, and you can call that number, say that you think you might have been affected by this, and you want to see whether you are eligible or not, and they should be able to give you an answer.
Will there be any fees attached to this?
No, and that's very important.
So if someone tells you it costs money,
right, ignore. Don't walk, run away from them because they're not on the up and up. This whole process is designed to help people out. It's not to skim any money off of them. You should not have to pay for the independent foreclosure review.
Do you have to have a certain selection of papers or anything?
The forms that you're expected to fill out will – and it's only about 6 pages of all in all. It's really not difficult. And I say 6 pages. It's not crammed, packed of information that you need to provide. But if you have documentation that shows that you submitted information to your mortgage company and they kept telling you that they didn't get your paperwork, the more documentation that you have, the better off you're going to be, of course. If you show that the fees that you were assessed should not have been assessed, any documentation that you can show of that would help your case. But really, if you want to just put in minimal effort, you can go ahead and really do very little in order to submit an application. It's pretty much just fill out the form at a minimal level and sign it and send it in. So it really shouldn't take a lot of time, but then the more you provide, the better your case is going to be.
I guess the bottom line here is if there is any question whatsoever whether a foreclosure you've been going through or went through was handled incorrectly or assessed any fees, call the number.
Right. There was a time frame for it as well. It had to be a foreclosure action that took place between January 1st, 2009 and December 31st, 2010. It's not that you had to go all the way through foreclosure during that time period, but that foreclosure processes had to begin. So it could have been something as simple as receiving a letter from your mortgage company, what's called an intent to foreclose letter, which oftentimes will hit the homeowner after about 3 missed mortgage payments. So you don't have to have been displaced from your home. You don't have to have gone all the way through foreclosure, but if you feel like you had incurred costs as a result of inappropriate actions on the part of your mortgage company, that's what this is designed to help you get you some compensation for.
Are there any potential downsides for this process?
There really aren't, and I think that's real important to stress to people, that if you decide to pursue this, let's say somebody is in the middle of a mortgage modification application. They're trying to get their mortgage modified. They're still working with their mortgage company, and they don't want to get the mortgage company mad. They might be afraid that, oh, getting involved in this is going to turn the mortgage company against them.
Retribution, yeah.
Exactly. But we've been assured that the independent foreclosure review is, in fact, an independent foreclosure review. So the mortgage company is not going to be taking in any steps against the mortgage or against the homeowner who wants to pursue this.